Rishon Zayin Sif Aleph. Ein Toimim b'Shabbos Afilu b'Dov Shein Ma'isif Hevel. On Shabbos itself, one should not wrap up a pot, even in something that will not add more heat, just retain the heat of the pot. Avsav Chasheicha Toimim Bein Hashmoshes. One is permitted to do this, as long as the thing is wrapping it in does not add heat. Ein Toimim b'Dov Ma'isif Hevel Afilu b'Dov. To wrap something up or bury it in coals and the like that add more hevel to it. That is also even before Shabbos. If you plan to leave it in there on Shabbos, this is more stringent than what we saw in Rishon and Gimel of putting something on top of the fire. If you did that, and you put your pot in something which is Mois of Hevel, adds heat, then you're not allowed to eat that Tavshel. But, says the Mechaber, this is only if you benefited from the fact these coals warmed it up, or it was type of food that the more you cook it, the better it is. So you gain some strong positive gain by the fact that you wrapped it up or you buried it in this hatmona. If it's just keeping it warm, and even though now do the chatchila, but since you didn't really gain anything out of it, just kept it warm, then it is muta b'diyevet. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that also, if on Shabbos you're matman something a dover that which is not meisif hevel, so over there also doesn't help cook it, just keeps it the same temperature, and therefore b'diyevet, it's also muta to eat it. Ramah says v'yishayimrim shochach v'hitman v'shaygeg v'dover meisif hevel. By accident you were taming something, and these things that add heat, shari lechol. B'diyevet is muta, since it was done b'shoigeg. Now this is talking about something that was fully cooked, just as mistam for yofalo. But if it wasn't fully cooked, then even this opinion would say that it's also. It is the Ramav Yishreimer the Chol Zeinu Oser Elik Hashoyis L'Tzorch Laila. Av Shemat L'Tzorch Mochel Muta L'Hatam B'Boy Joyim B'Davam Meisav Hevel. There's another leniency that if a person was matman so that he should be able to eat it just the next day, and it's also not a problem because the Iker Shash is you're going to be doing something to the coals, but if you're keeping it there overnight, you're anyway not going to do anything to the coals. Continues the Ramah, B'dievet yishlis moch al zeh ubilvat shelo yirog ilas eskein. B'dievet, one can rely on this lenient opinion as long as he's not planning to eat it at night, he's only planning to eat it next morning, as long as this is not the way you always do it. The Shabru points out, it's mashma from here, that if a person always does this, he puts his children in hatmona, then it'll be also even with the heaven. So he says that the idea behind it is because this is a big kula, and we try to avoid it, and therefore one should not rely on this kula on a regular basis.